Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dylan Larkin is having himself a year. 24 goals, 31 assists. That leads the Red Wings, who will take on the Chicago Blackhawks on Wednesday night. And Dylan Larkin joins us now right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Dylan, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
We are great. Thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. So This year, you're playing well. How do you feel? I mean, are you enjoying it more? Are you getting it more? Are you more in the flow? Tell us about the season you're having individually.
You know what? I guess it's been a year that I haven't really been thinking a whole lot, just playing, and coming out of last year, I thought I had a pretty good year, and talking with Blash and Kenny Holland and, you know, my agent and family and everyone around me, the support staff. And, you know, I wanted to take the next step, and what that was, we didn't really know, but it was putting the puck in the net more and playing harder and playing more responsible two-way game. And this year I just tried to go out and just do it and you know, not think about it a whole lot. And you know, it's been happening, I think. And but still for me, I still think, you know, I need to be, you know, better defensively, better, you know, more disciplined and control my emotions a little bit more. So there's still a next step for me that I'm looking at.
Everybody seems to talk about how much you've improved the intangible stuff in the room, all that kind of stuff, a leadership type of thing. I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but do you see that? Is that what you want to be, a leader and hopefully someday a captain of this team?
You know, it's not something that is set, you know, or something that is the end all for me. I just am grateful to put on a Red Wings jersey and play in the NHL every day. And for me, I try and go out and play my hardest. And I think that's, you know, something that I'm doing positive for a team by example. And I'm not the rah-rah guy. I say a few things here and there. And I listen to my teammates you know, I care a lot. So I just try to go out there, play my hardest, and lead by example.
We're talking to Dylan Larkin here on 97.1 The Ticket, the home of the Red Wings. They will take on the Blackhawks tomorrow night at the LCA. We had Jeff Blash on a couple weeks ago, Dylan, and we were talking to him about this team. And, you know, obviously your record is not where you want it to be, but there is this positive feeling, I don't know, among the fans, you this season, you're having some of the younger players, that this thing is definitely heading in the positive direction. I wonder, as a competitive athlete like you are, where you're not winning every night and you're losing more than you're winning, is it a frustrating season or is there a positive feeling within the dressing room that this thing is headed in the right direction?
No, there's both. It definitely has been frustrating at times, you know, with the injuries we've had and the inconsistency and wins and winning stretches, but there is that feeling where we're building towards something and we're in games. Whereas last year I felt we didn't really have a chance or we didn't have any pushback in games. And this year, you know, we seem to come out and play really well and we're in tight games. And I think once we find that, you know, maturity in our game to find a way to win one goal games or find a way to put teams away late in games, we're just going to be a great team and we're going to learn how to win. And it's in this time here, especially with all the young guys, young pieces we have, it's just going to help, you know, when we're in a playoff series and we're down and we need to come back. We've been through it before.
When you hear gas bags like myself sit there and say, oh, it was a bad win because you guys got to get in a better position for draft, not necessarily for Hughes, but, you know, to get a better chance at a better selection, Does that like tick you off at all, but or do you understand it?
You know, you understand it. No offense, we don't pay a whole lot of attention to but you can't think about it in the long season. You want to win. For us, there's still hope that we're going to go on a stretch here and we're going to make a run for the playoffs. So you play 82 games, or we're at game 60, around game 60 now. It's hard. You know, you want more for your team. You want more for all the training staff around you and all the people that have put so much time in this season to you know, just have it to not go away on April 6th. So, or whenever the April 7th, but, you know, there's a lot of time going in. You want to play for something, and that's how, you know, we feel.
In that same vein, with the trading deadline coming up on the 25th, is it tough for you guys when you know some of your guys might get traded just basically for draft picks to help the future of the team that you might actually be, you know, the big leader of one day?
Yeah, it is. It's a different time. It's weird. The past couple of years have been really tough when you see your buddies get traded. And, you know, like I said in the last question there, you spend so much time together and, you know, the guy just goes away and you're still friends with him. You see him when you guys play against each other, but, you know, you're not with him every day and joking around in the locker room. So, it's a weird time. A lot of fans and, people on the outside don't realize that a lot of guys have families and there's life outside of hockey that the guy just has to pick up and move cities. And, you know, a lot of times he leaves his family here and you know, figures it all out in the summer. So it's a weird time and something that I hope, you know, we can, like I said, win some games here and we don't have to go through this a whole lot in my career.
Dylan Larkin with us. One last question, Dylan. Have you found this year, as you've, you know, really put up big numbers on the ice, have the fans identified with you differently? I mean, I know a lot of kids now whose favorite player is Dylan Larkin, and maybe that wasn't the case a couple of years ago. It was Zetterberg, it was Datsyuk, but you are kind of the guy here, or one of the guys, and like Stoney said, I know that doesn't make you very comfortable, but do you notice when you go out, people recognize you more, people have more things to say to you?
I guess, yeah. You know, everyone around town is, you know, it's been pretty cool, maybe because I'm from here and I know everyone, but it's, you know, I guess I don't quite know how to answer, but there has been this year, even though we've been up and down, a great deal of support. I've noticed that at LCA, the fans are in their seats and watching the games, and when the game's getting tight, they're loud, and you know, it's we notice things like that, and we appreciate that a big deal.
Well, let me put it this way: I've seen some number 71s on the ice in some youth league games, so I think there's a reason for that. Dylan, really appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow night against the Blackhawks, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
Have
a lot.
Good day.
Thanks.
You too. Dylan Larkin of the Red Wings joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.